Yesterday's old-fashioned values and tomorrow's cutting-edge technology equal today's MDI Holdings Incorporated. Our proprietary systems process over 1 million claims in less than 30 minutes and apply advanced algorithms and fuzzy logic, identifying twice the industry average in claims overcharges.
So hey, this is Jeff Barnes. I'm here today talking with David Darnell from MDI Health Solutions. How you doing, David?
Hey, doing good, thanks.
All right, and also Henry Lee from New Age Solutions. Yeah. So David, tell us what we're looking at here today.
Well, what you're looking at is what we believe to be a state-of-the-art healthcare claims monitoring and assessment service, where we get a bunch of claims in from our customers, analyze them in a highly parallel fashion, and do some predictive modeling of expected costs in the future. We find somewhere between 3% and 5% on average of overpayments and problematic claims that become recoverable dollars for our customers.
Wow, huge. Okay.
And that's up.
So Henry, take us through the application here. This is the front-end claims processing application done in Silverlight 3.
Okay. The whole purpose of this particular application was to visualize the data of what's happening in the back end. So David will go ahead and process the claims in the back end. So you have a data basically being processed. As he processes, there will be a callback to this particular Silverlight in duplexing. And then you could see as it is being processed, you're getting a feedback of what type of errors and how much money potentially being saved.
Very cool. So we're getting real-time feedback from medical claims processing being run out on a very large grid that turns us around in record time, and then being able to monitor real-time the claims information. Excellent.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's really the special sauce of what we're doing here is we conform to the latest Medicare AMA standards and ensure that the healthcare claims that we're processing conform to all of the rules and edits that they're supposed to.
Excellent, excellent. So tell me about, you have this other application called Earl. Tell me about Earl. What's Earl do?
Earl.
What's Earl stand for?
Earl's beautiful. Basically, once we process all these claims for our customers and we understand the claim data, we then utilize that claim data to provide healthcare management personnel at self-insured companies or governmental, non-governmental institutions to look at the claims that have basically come in for patients that have had significant healthcare expenditures or and how they can best manage that care going forward. And Earl, without further ado, was developed by Henry Lee at New Age Solution as a cutting-edge Silverlight application that demonstrates that data.
All right. So take us through the application here, Henry.
Okay. So you have here a Silverlight app done in Silverlight 3. So it's basically visualizing a process claims. And here on the bottom, you see a timeline that's basically showing a claims. So you could sort of make the timeline a little smaller. And at the top, it shows you a detailed claims. So this is, think of it as a historical claim data.
So over time, we're seeing a visualization of what body parts were submitted for claims over time, right?
Exactly. That's correct.
Right. So based on the damage to this individual, we think this is what, Evel Knievel here?
That's
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this particular individual received a lot of trauma during 1961. And you could see here, you could drill down to maybe see what is high severity. So you see all these highlighted red. And within the red, you could drill down to, for example, okay, now I only want to see a bone. So you see maybe a high severity of a foot. And if you want to see a specific area of a body, so he damaged his hand and a knee and a neck. And maybe you might want to see an internal organ. So a couple organs are damaged during that time. So you see a heart and you got a bladder and some other parts here.
It's like a wicked groin injury too there.
And then basically you highlight them all.
Very cool. Awesome. All right. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Very cool. So Henry, tell me about the use of threading in your Silverlight application here.
Okay, so in order to spin a thread, what's happening is that in order to make this visual more smooth without a lag, so I spun about 4 threads here. So each individual pane has their own thread, okay? And subscribing to a specific event from backend. So they come in a 4 different PubSub model here. And because each the data that's being sent has their own error. For example, in a backend you would get a whole claim duplicate error,
right,
event, and you get a coding error event, and you get line item event. So from here you sort of aggregate in a Silverlight, and then you got another thread sort of aggregates that.
Very cool.
You got a couple of threads, and so within this Silverlight you have its own PubSub models based on the certain data being received from the backend calls.
Wow, very cool. Okay. Thank you.